Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we're pleased to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you're listening live, today is October 29th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 396. No tricks, just treats when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Our witches brew for you here today. Sell more on eBay.
Skeptic excuse her. She goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes, haven't you?
When witches go riding and black cats are seen, the moon laughs and whispers. 'Tis near Halloween. And time to begin having fun with Griff and Lee by calling in with your eBay tales of sales and thrills. Griff, we have goodies to give away for trick or treat. Okay? We are going to give a Bubble Fast gift certificate to anybody who calls in today for a listing dish.
Really?
Yes. Now, you have to actually have your listing dished. If you call in and the phones are busy and we can't get you on, sorry. But if you call in and we dish your listing, you're going to get a $25 Bubble Fast gift certificate for Halloween. Griff, tell them what a listing dish is.
Well, it's a big white dish. It's a very pretty dish, and you can serve listings in it. Now, that's when you call up and we criticize. No. We critique, gently critique your listings. Isn't that it?
Did I get that right? And then we give you a score, which is usually done by tureens. Get it? You know, listing dish, tureens. But E. Betsy has an idea we should do it by cauldrons today.
Make cauldrons?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So five cauldrons is perfect. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And you don't have to call in with a listing dish if you want to give us a tip, or if you're having a challenge with your eBay sales, or you want to give us tips, particularly, you know, we're looking for a lot of tips on keeping your inventory together this year and the next 12 months. So if you have any ideas for inventory, if you have any tips at all, or if you're having a challenge, or you just want to make a comment, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. So I assume you're not going to Halloween. They don't come into our 55-plus neighborhood.
But they do around our neighborhood. It gets busier every year. So I do, I put my lights. I have one little creepy light on the porch. I live in a Victorian house.
Right.
And it is very frightening from the outside, even on a regular night. And then I'm just going to, I will greet people at the door without being too salacious and hand out candy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're like a normal person.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have to do that. They don't come into our hood.
They don't?
Mm-mm.
That's too bad.
We're
for you,
a 55-plus neighborhood, and they for some reason, they stay away. And the crazy thing is, yeah, we don't have any children in our neighborhood purposely. I mean, that's why we moved in. You know, we're looking to live with adults. We've raised our kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, they don't come in at all.
Wow.
I mean, maybe if I had pumpkins up and lights flashing or something, because I'm number two in the park, but I don't know. You know, I'm right there as you come into the park.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Your folks are probably, people you live with, they're probably just as happy not to have it.
Exactly.
Right? They're tired of kids.
Yes. You know, we have our grandkids there. And,
right.
You know, there's this guy that is, he's like the head of the organization that owns our mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always trying to get us to go to his other mobile home parks that have children and read to the children. And we're all looking at each other and we're saying, good grief, didn't I do that once? You know,
good grief.
So, yeah, maybe that's the reason. But I would still enjoy it. I always loved Halloween, and I would probably still enjoy giving it out to kids. But
I have some fond memories of Halloween.
Oh, good. You don't have many fond memories of your childhood, so that's really something.
Well, one of the benefits of living in a housing project, at least back when I was a kid, was, and we just got thought this was par for the course, is we would come back after, you know, you could trick or treat all night and not be, with less than a quarter of a mile from where you lived, and you'd come back with enough candy for a year. Literally, it would last a year. I would come back with, we would bring out pillowcases.
Yeah, us too.
And you'd come, and we, three of us, me and my siblings, would come back, and all of our pillowcases would be filled. And, you know, I always wondered why our mother had that thankful look on her face. Well, of course, because she doesn't have to buy candy for the rest of the year. And, oh, and bonus, diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
God. I know. I always loved Halloween, too.
And so. Then the other memory I have, I'll make it real quick. Years ago, back in Vermont, we used to have a funny next-door neighbor. She used to make us all laugh. And we went with her kids on to a haunted house. Only this one was really good because it was an abandoned farmhouse out in the middle of the fields in a town called Pittsford. And the folks who did it up right. You had to take a hayride from the parking lot to the haunted house.
Oh, how fun.
And it was, you know, they had the whole house set up like you walked through it and there were all these things that were supposed to scare you. Well, the memory was, I don't mean, nothing scares me anymore except, you know, some things, but not those things. And we're walking through the house and the woman that we're with is laughing so hard at everything. And at the end, the last thing was some strobe light with this really hokey looking Frankenstein coming at you with a hypodermic. And she just let out this huge shriek laughing and wet her pants right there. And we laughed about that for months afterwards. So that's a great memory.
Yeah, Halloween is a way for kids to get away from the regular. That's what I like about it. And you know somebody who lives her life away from the regular?
No, who?
Is Patty from Long Beach, California, known as Woohoo Depot on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Patty, happy Halloween.
Well, happy Halloween to you. I did buy candy, but it's always a challenge to see if the kids are actually going to get some or if Patty's going to eat it all.
Yeah.
I used to dig all the licorice out of my kids' bags because love licorice. Mm.
Anyway,
well, we used to get all the old-fashioned candy. Remember they used to have, remember the wax lips and the candy lipstick?
Oh, yeah.
And a juice in the little fake wax Coca-Cola bottle.
Oh, they were so good.
And what's the common denominator? Sugar.
Yeah, diabetes.
Yeah.
So, Patty, what's your question or comment?
Well, you were talking about inventory, and funny thing, I have been, and Griff knows this because he helped me, I've been having real issues with the eBay's, with my store. It disappeared for a while. It was, you know, going, and I said it didn't exist, and the IT team helped me get that back, and difficulties with listings, et cetera, but thought that had that fixed, and, you know, I've been taking baby steps and actually starting to sell again and people buying, and here's the current IT issue that just went up to the top of the list this morning is that my items are selling. I'm packing and shipping them. They're showing as sold, et cetera. Everything's perfect on that side. But they're not being deleted from inventory.
Well, I'm having the same problem. When you say not deleted by inventory, when you click on them, they're still showing as sold, right?
No, okay. They're in the sold column, but they're still in my eBay store. And the folks that are searching, they can still see them.
But wait. This is important. This is important. When you click on the listing, what does it say? This item is sold?
Well, I'm looking at it for my just regular thing, but it doesn't say. What they're saying is that it shows as a stock out. It just says it's out of stock.
Right. Okay, so these are items where you have multiple quantity.
No, these are vintage one-offs.
All right. Right, so there's an issue. I'm experiencing it myself. They're painfully aware of it, and they're going to fix it. Right now, the buyer can't purchase the item. If it's already been sold or the quantity is down to zero, it still shows up, but when they click on it, it either says sold or it says stock out. But the problem is that I think a lot of people are going to get, sellers will get confused by this, and you could mistakenly, with you not thinking, maybe relist the item. So no, they're watching this. They're aware of this.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you know, we're always wanting to make a good buyer experience. That's not a good buyer experience.
No, that's the exact words that I just sent to the engineering team. You've got to fix this, because as a buyer, although you have to, you want to check something, because when I look at my store as me, the seller, I see those items that have sold. There's only three of them right now. They're the most recently sold ones. But when I go to view it as another user ID, if I log in with my other user ID and visit my store, they don't show up.
But mine have been showing up for me. That's what they were saying. This is unique. They can see both things. And so given with all that's been going on with my store the last couple of months, you know, as you know, Griffin completely disappeared off the planet.
So what you need to do, of course, what you need to do is you need to send me the details so I can forward those on. And the details would be, screenshots are helpful, but in lieu of that, your user ID and the item numbers and where they're appearing. Check to see if they're also appearing. Check to see if they're also appearing in my eBay active, and then send that to me, and I'll forward that on.
Okay, and I also have a ticket number on it. You want that too?
No, I don't. Yeah, you can send the ticket number. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, I will do that.
So, Patty, how you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I have up days and down days. Some days I get too active, and then my body says, "You know, sit down." So, you know.
But you're taking care of yourself, right, honey?
I'm taking care of myself. I have to, because we have our group tonight. So, we're going to have fun, big group. So,
what are you going to do tonight at your group?
Well, Jason's coming.
Oh, we know what you're going to do. You're going to have fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
He dyed his beard.
Yeah.
Purple,
okay.
I think.
I hear music. All right.
Bye-bye, Patty.
All right.
Bye-bye,
Patty. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Jump off your broomstick and call us at 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your environment. inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And we'll haunt you unless you call. And trust me, you don't want to be haunted by us. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're on the air today, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now.
That's
fill
right.
out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we almost always respond to every email we receive. We certainly do our best. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. What was that?
I don't know.
That wasn't you?
No, that was odd.
It was
it?
Not me.
I
don't know. So as I said earlier, if you want a listing dish today, you get something special. I have my trick-or-treat bag here. And if you call up and you get a listing dish from us, you get a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast that you can use at bubblefast.com for all your shipping supplies. So you might want to call in today. It's a good day for it.
It is a good day for it, you're right.
So, you know, movies have long been a source of inspiration for Halloween celebrants.
I'll say.
This year is no exception.
Really?
Especially for children.
Oh.
Costumes themed around Minions and the upcoming Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah.
Griff, go to page 9 of the stuff we sent you over, would you please?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to help me with this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, so far we know Minions and Star Wars The Force Awakens should be a common sight this Halloween. But
yes.
eBay's purchase data reveals that pop culture standbys and long-standing fictional characters are rivaling newer trends.
Mm-hmm.
So, Griff,
according to eBay, yes.
Why don't you give us the rest of
that? Well, the best-selling Halloween costumes on eBay.com during the month of September are Mario and Luigi.
Yay!
You know, Mario Brothers.
I haven't played them in years.
Star Wars, Batman, Frozen, just a generic witch. Any Minion, Spider-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Still?
Minnie and Mickey Mouse.
Aww.
And Power Rangers. And remember, we're talking about for children, right? So, you know, things like, you know, sexy lady cop.
What?
Most likely.
When did that happen? When did that happen?
When did it happen?
God.
What, were you sleeping?
I'm telling you, we used to find, you know, I think about the naughtiest costume we ever had back in the day maybe a gypsy with her blouse off the shoulder or something.
Oh.
A la Jane
Sexy.
Russell, you know.
Oh, that full-figured girl.
Yeah, but that was about as, you know, as sexy as we got back then.
That's what I should have gone as. Jane Russell in The Outlaw.
Oh.
I could have had a special bra design just
yeah,
like
all you
Howard
need is
Hughes
one
did.
Of those with the, what do they call it?
Push
peasant.
Up.
Peasant. It's peasant blouses.
Right.
Where they have the elastic and you pull it down. Oh, Griff, you'd look so good in that.
I have the rack.
That so yes, that would be perfect.
The eye rack.
Big bra thing there, wasn't it? Wasn't that, what's his name? The
Howard Hughes designed this special cantilevered sort of machine getup.
To
so
hold
that
her breasts up because her, they
right.
were so big.
Right.
Yeah. Well, eBay's data also shows some overlap between children's and adult costume themes.
Really?
You want to give us the top 10 best-selling adult Halloween costumes on eBay.com as of September?
It's funny because they're not that different. So you get Batman, Frozen, Alice in Wonderland, that one I don't get, Star Wars, A French Maid.
See, there's okay, the great. Sexy thing again. Right.
Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, with garter belt.
Wonder Woman, Minnie Mouse, men's superhero costumes and Spider-Man. These are all great, but, you know, they're not that inventive, right?
Which just goes to show you can never go wrong dressing up as the French maid for Halloween.
Yeah, somebody every will put
year,
you to work.
Every year, it's, you know.
Yeah. Giselle, would you clean the bedroom for us now, please? Thank you. My favorite costume of all time was one my two friends did last year, and I think we talked about it at the time. They're a couple, and they had... one of them had never sewn before, but he learned how to use a sewing machine. And he built two dresses, blue kind of dresses with the little pink ribbons, like little girl dresses.
Uh-huh.
And it was the dresses from the twins and The Shining. And they went around with wigs. And they're bearded, big bearded guys. They went around, and their picture, somebody took photos of them, and they were actually like the top trending Halloween photo at Reddit. And Vogue magazine, or one of those magazines, picked it up in their online edition. So they were famous for a while.
How fun.
Yeah, it's a very funny picture. I went as Pee Wee Herman years ago. That's the only time that's the last time I dressed up.
I think Jeff Terrell.
He loves
I
costumes.
I think he sent us some pictures of costumes on Facebook.
Yeah.
And one of them was so funny. It was two guys. Yes. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
You'd have to love the Big Lebowski to figure this out. But they were the Big Lebowski.
It was the John Goodman character.
Yeah, and then the other guy was in the bathrobe and the the minute I looked at it, I knew what it was.
Jeff Bridges.
So fun.
The Dude and the Dude of Oz.
Yeah. I love that movie. I've only seen it like 20 times.
It is a hysterically funny movie.
It really is. I love the character he played, Bo played in that.
It was a classic. Classic.
So Bob from New Market, Indiana, known on eBay as Jasmine. We don't ask questions here, Bob. Don't ask, don't tell. Bob, what's your question or comment?
I think a good costume would be the Gimp off Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Which one is the Gimp? Is that the guy in the chest?
Yes.
Yeah, that
yes,
would be
with the leather costume.
Yeah, that would be provocative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see me in that. It's not the it's not Uma Thurman. It's I remember that character. Yeah, that's an interesting segment of that movie. Yes, indeed.
The whole movie was interesting.
Yeah, when Bruce Willis tells his girlfriend it's been the craziest day of his life.
Yeah,
you know it probably has.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, my question is, in the past, if I'm correct here, eBay wanted you to offer three options to ship your items.
Well, we don't want you to. You can if you want to. But.
Right. Well, when it's a first class, you know, I have a question coming up. When it's a first class package,
yeah,
you know, it's easy because you go first class, then you offer priority mail, then you offer priority express.
Yeah.
When the item can't ship first class or ship media, I usually don't do it free shipping because it's different in every state. So I offer priority mail, and then I offer parcel select, and then I offer eBay Express. And sometimes they pick parcel express because it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But I would much rather send it priority because I feel priority gets much more respect in the mail system.
Yeah.
Than parcel select. So the question is, does it hurt your ranking? Does it hurt you being a top rated seller if you only offer priority mail and priority express?
No, not at all. You don't have to offer three. The option is there to offer three if you choose. And the suggestion is you may want to offer three so you give your buyers more choices. But you're not required to offer three. I only offer one. Except during the holiday season, I add on express, but not for free. So I have free shipping, and then I for the first class or priority, and then for express mail, there's the calculated charge. But yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to offer all three, and no, that won't change your ranking in Best Match.
Okay, so if I just offer priority and priority express, it doesn't hurt my ranking. Doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything. Nope.
Okay, great. That was my question.
Well, happy Halloween, Bob.
Okay, happy Halloween to you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
What I was trying to do was... Well, it's not working. Never
what
mind.
Were you trying to do?
Well, I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Trying to find some sound effects.
Yeah, and you know what? Because I screwed with my sound effects We do a Periscope from the studio now because I bought a table mic so we can hear our audio better. And I think I messed up something here.
Uh-oh.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So meanwhile, Glenn from Shelton, Washington, known on eBay as the Gathering Guru, Glenn is a first-time caller.
Oh, great.
And he wants us to dish a listing. Hi, Glenn. How you doing today?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Doing good. Good. Happy Halloween to you. So, Griff, I have the listing dish number.
Okay, let me just bring this up. Okay, go ahead.
It's 1719-8312-1989. Again, that's 1719-8312-1989.
I think I got that
right. Oh, this is right up Griff's alley.
Oh, look at this. In fact, not... Do I have this one? No, it's a nice one, though. I have one similar to it. So it's a Sony digital video camera recorder, and it's a DVD recorder, which, I do have one of those. That's nice. And this one is a nice one, too. And look at that photo. You get the whole kit and caboodle.
Exactly.
That's a good deal.
So how do you like the title?
I think the title's great. I'm not sure. Do you have the model number? Is the model number in the title?
Actually, I don't believe it is.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find it.
It is a 201. It's a 101 or a 201.
Yeah, so he's got a 101/DVD 201 Handycam.
And that's the actual name of the model number of the camera. Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. Because I'm not, okay. It doesn't sound like so most Sony cameras have like a DSM or DCM or DCS and then a number. So I'm going to ask you on the break to see if you can find that. And then we're going to come right back after this to continue with your call. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll stop being creepy when you phone us. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and
matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.